Deputy County Counsel, just to confirm, so the complimentary as typed means free or gratis.
Precisely.
And that's what it says right now.
It should be complimentary.
No, complimentary with an I means free or gratis.
I understand.
So what's the problem?
That I want it to be complimentary, something that complements, you know, the food being served. I don't think that the planning department is, you know, regulating what's free and what's
okay. So it is intended to be something that complements the food.
Precisely. I mean, certainly down in the harbor, you know, it's like the fish stores and everybody else serves things that are complimentary to the fish that they're selling. You know, it doesn't have to necessarily be free.
Staff is, this is food and beverage retail sales. It's ancillary to the primary land use. The intent is for this not to be a restaurant where food is sold for on-site consumption. We intended for the crackers, which we had discussed at the last meeting, or the other foods to be served in complementary to the tasting of the fish or the distillates that are for off-site consumption.
Commissioner Molly Warner.
I have to say, I think I agree with staff. I think that if you get into the realm of adding things that you're selling.
Blair Foster.
I mean, in all honesty, I mean, if you look at the harbor, it's like there is the garden shop that sells funerary, you know, for sea burials. It's like, so every single item needs to be for a sea burial. That would make it impossible for businesses to exist. The fish market across the street sells wine for off-sale consumption, but that is not, you know, coastal water dependent. I mean, there's... To look at it so narrowly, I think it, you know, prohibits and really makes it very difficult for businesses. Obviously, it's something that will complement what, you know, the fish or the distillates. But, you know, to say you can only give away free things, I think is, again, unfair if you consider, you know, the T-shirt shop that also does, you know, painting on boats and the powder coating that, you know, also powder coats pickup trucks and things like that. I think it's a much narrower vision for this business than is applied to all the other businesses in the harbor.
Commissioner Warner.
But you were just a tasting room, correct?
You're
not a restaurant.
No, we're not a restaurant. I mean, using that pronoun loosely, he is not a restaurant, but he should be able to serve, or, you know, the business should be able to serve food that is complementary, you know, not, and it says right there for off-site consumption. Is intended for off-site consumption. So that aspect is already covered. But I don't think to put the onus that it has to be free, I think that's unjust.
Well, I guess I was under the...
I mean, why can't he serve, you know, I mean, sell glassware or something like that? I mean, I think it's very narrow. I mean, as long as it complements the purpose and these businesses have been established as being coastal water dependent, you know, at great length, that... You know, something that complements and, you know, bolsters that concept. I think you'll find it through the businesses throughout the harbor.
John Schwabelt. Well, if I want to sell smoked salmon lox on crackers as complimentary to salmon vodka tasting, I guess that's where we're going with this. I don't, no intention of doing a restaurant, but just something like that, if I don't have to give it away for free, would be awfully cool. It would open me up to do some other stuff that doesn't necessarily mean I'm a restaurant, but it kind of gives more room to do some more neat stuff.
And he should be able to sell the crackers, you know, for somebody buying some smoked fish for off-site consumption.
Commissioner Warner.
I guess I was just under the impression from our last discussion that we were discussing things that would be available in the tasting room to complement the tasting. And it didn't occur to me.
But oftentimes, you know, if you go to the tasting rooms in wineries, they have things for sale.
Yeah, that's
Commissioner Ogle.
I agree with the applicant, and I'd like to see it changed, the wording changed.
Commissioner Greg Nelson.
Yeah, as a business person, I think I agree with the applicant as well. At the risk of having the county come and look at my tasting room, I have to... agree with the applicant again that we sell T-shirts. not, you know, it's a wine tasting room, but we sell T-shirts and hats and complimentary items. So I think it should be changed. You know, it's hard enough to stay in business without being shackled.
Right. And I can see that glassware might be very popular and hats and things, so, yeah.